Bob, who?
Happy to get a day off.
Yeah,
it was nice. Times during the season that you need them more than others, but I think that was a good timing for us.
What are some of the things you like this year about Chris Bassett, who we were able to have you as the second man? I don't know how to call it.
Second man, yeah. Just think about that one, classifying to something. But yeah, I mean, he's done a nice job. I mean, he's come a long way from where he, you know, after the surgery to come back to the big leagues, pitches at length, and he's starting for us. So it's been impressive to see him come back. And, you know, last time out, obviously, you know, he didn't qualify for a win, but, you know, was out there 4 2/3, left him, he had a lead, and, you know, in this day and age, I think that's all you can expect a lot of times from starters when you have a full bullpen. So he's done a nice job for us. You look at the numbers, it would suggest that.
This will be the third time Hendricks is the opener. Do you think he's starting to feel more comfortable or get the hang of it a little bit?
Yeah, I think he's going to start every game the rest of the season. So we'll go with one starter the rest of the year. But obviously, last time, you know, maybe a little bit more so, understanding how long he was going to be out there. Certainly the stuff is better than it's been all year. You know, he's acclimated to pitching an inning, so he's done a nice job with it, and that's the reason he's starting tonight.
That last time around you guys did that, it actually worked out the way you wanted it to, right? You get Daniel to come in and give you the 3 or 4 2/3 innings. It was just the back end. Are you more in favor and more comfortable doing that now than maybe you were initially?
I think anytime you do something new like that, there's some uncomfortableness to it. So I think based on the fact we've done it another time now, and you know, there was some success with it the second time, I think everybody's probably a little bit more comfortable with it. So it's a product of losing as many starters as we had and trying to go about it a little bit differently. So whether or not that's the case next year or, you know, how many times more this year, it's just trying to get creative and not have your starter maybe go through the top of the order one more time.
Do you have updates on the two starters you have lost most recently?
Which one?
Anderson and Manaea.
Anderson will throw a simulated type thing in the bullpen. He'll have 15 pitches 3 times. If all goes well, then we'll look to potentially start him on the road trip. Nothing yet with Manaea. He's going to have a tough time coming back. So, I mean, the longer we go without him, you know, throwing, the more difficult it will be for him to come back, unfortunately.
He's doing nothing baseball-wise, baseball activity?
No.
Just rest?
Just trying to do some strengthening stuff in the bullpen. In the training room, has not progressed enough to where he can throw yet.
So at the very least, you know, like if it's 100-1 or 10-1, whatever it is, would he come back as a reliever?
Gotten that far.
It's not even. It's such a long shot that.
Yeah, it is a long shot. Every day that we go along, it's more of a long shot.
Brett throwing Saturday or today?
Saturday. Okay. Yeah.
Is Frankie eligible to come back this weekend?
I can't. I don't know which day. It's pretty soon.
Who's this?
Frankie Montas. Okay. And also with Triggs threw in Stockton, didn't go great. He started to get some symptoms like he did before, so we'll have to shut him down and figure out where we go from there too.
When was that?
Day before yesterday.
Is there any consideration of using a different guy to open the game, considering that the Rangers have 2 lefties in South Carolina?
We're not going to do Booker, you know, and so therefore we're going with the guy we think has the ability to get some lefties out. Down the road, is there somebody else we could use potentially? But we're comfortable with Liam at this point.
Do you believe that the fact that he was a starter at some point of his career is actually helping him to do this?
I don't think it matters to him. I think maybe the fact that he has warmed up before to start a game, and maybe there's something to it. But, you know, he's basically a one-inning guy now that just goes out there and pitches his one inning a little bit earlier.
Keelan, what did he win? 12 out of 20, I think.
And what's that?
I think he won 12 of those 20 games. Going into that, and now in retrospect, is that you felt pretty good about that? I mean, it's not like you lost ground at all.
Right, and I think if you look at the competition and the teams that we were playing, yeah, I mean, you always think you can win a game or two more, whether it's a road trip or any extended stretch, but, you know, push comes to shove, I think we came through it pretty well.
If Brent comes back on the road trip, does that change something as far as the bullpen situation?
It just depends on which days we want to do that. I don't know. We haven't really thought about, you know, if he comes back, whether or not we do it ahead of him. So, we'll see.
Good.
All right.